Kamala Harris refuses Fox News September 4 debate with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. By Wendell Hasebo on August 3, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris on Saturday refused to debate former President Donald Trump September 4 on Fox News, demanding the debate take place September 10 on ABC News. Political insiders perceive ABC News as an ally of the Democrat Party, although Fox News has not generally been pro-Trump, especially since Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, became a member of the Fox Corporation Board of Directors. Donald Trump is running scared and trying to back out of the debate he already agreed to and running straight to Fox News to bail him out. He needs to stop playing games and show up to the debate he already committed to on September 10, Harris campaign communications director Michael Tyler told Newsweek. The vice president will be there one way or the other to take the opportunity to speak to a primetime national audience. We're happy to discuss further debates after the one both campaigns have already agreed to. Mr. Anytime, anywhere, any place should have no problem with that unless he's too scared to show up on the 10th, he added. Late Friday, Trump said he agreed to debate Harris on Fox News on September 4. The debate was previously scheduled against sleepy Joe Biden on ABC, but has been terminated in that Biden will no longer be a participant, he posted on Truth Social. The Fox News debate will be held in the Great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, at a site in an area to be determined, he continued. The moderators of the debate will be Brett Beyer and Martha McCallum, and the rules will be similar to the rules of my debate with Sleepy Joe, who has been treated horribly by his party, but with a full arena audience. President Joe Biden and Trump previously agreed to debate on September 10, but after Biden dropped out of the race, Stephen Cheung, Trump's campaign communications director, said on July 25 the event was scuttled. It would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds, he said at the time. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.